picture this scenario for a second. It's well past midnight.
Right.
The office building is completely dark. The cleaning crew has, they've already come and gone hours ago.
Long gone.
Yeah. The parking lot is basically empty, maybe just one car left over, but otherwise totally deserted. Inside, it's silent. You can just hear the HVAC system humming.
Maybe the faint buzz of the server room cooling fans.
Exactly. It feels safe. It feels dormant. But then, and this is the crazy part, on a screen that absolutely nobody is watching, a single line of text appears. A login prompt.
And just to set the stakes right out of the gate here, this is not the CEO logging in from home to check a late email.
No, definitely not.
This is a request coming in from an IP address halfway across the world.
Right. And because the office is empty and because the lights are off, nobody sees it. There is no red light flashing on a dashboard anywhere because, well, nobody is looking at the dashboard.
The whole building is asleep.
Asleep, exactly.
This is what we call the midnight nightmare scenario. And what happens next is just terrifyingly efficient. I think people have this movie idea of a hacker, typing furiously against a ticking clock.
Yeah, the guy in the hoodie sweating over a keyboard.
Right, exactly. But in reality, it's much slower. It's much more methodical. While the city sleeps, that intruder just quietly moves through the network. They aren't just smashing and grabbing. They are exploring.
Just taking their time.
Taking their time, they're mapping your drives, they are locating your backups, and they're quietly encrypting files.
So they're basically setting a trap.
Yes. They are locking down patient records, financial data, client contacts. And by the time the sun actually comes up over the Saddleback Mountains, they have left a digital ransom note demanding six figures in cryptocurrency.
Man. And then the morning comes, the staff arrives at, say, 8 in the morning, coffee in hand, talking about their weekend, totally ready to start the day.
Just a normal Tuesday.
Right. But when they sit down at their desks, they see locked screens, that dreaded red window, and then just absolute panic.
Complete chaos. And for the business owners, you have to understand, it is not just a bad morning. It's a massive compliance disaster that could take literally months to untangle.
So today we are doing a deep dive into why this exact nightmare is happening more often than we'd probably like to admit, specifically for businesses right here in Orange County, California.
Yeah.
We're pulling from a really fascinating report today titled Continuous Vigilance, 24/7 Managed IT for Orange County Business.
And the core mission of this deep dive is urgent, frankly. We need to unpack why the old concept of business hours for IT support, the classic 9-to-5 IT guy, why that is basically a relic now.
Totally.
If you are in healthcare or finance, or if you're a growing mid-market company, operating without 247 eyes on your glass is just a pure survival risk at this point.
It really feels like a massive shift in mindset because I think a lot of us, you included probably, still have that old school mentality of, well, if it breaks, I'll call someone to fix it.
Sure.
It's like plumbing. I don't pay a plumber to sit and watch my pipes all night. I just call him when there's a leak.
Right, that is the classic break-fix trap.
Exactly. So why is that such a dangerous trap in 2026? I mean, if my toaster breaks, I fix it. Why can't I do that with my server? Why do I need someone staring at it at 3 in the morning?
Well, because your toaster doesn't cost you over $3,000 for every single hour it sits broken on the counter.
Good point.
And more importantly, your toaster isn't actively being hunted by international criminal syndicates.
Sure enough.
The source material here is brutal when it comes to the math. The break-fix model, waiting for something to visibly break and then calling for help, it completely fails today because by the time something actually breaks, the damage was done hours ago.
Let's talk about that cost then, because the numbers in this report, I have to be totally honest with you, they shocked me. And I was actually a little skeptical at first.
Skeptical's good. We should dig into them.
Okay, so the report looks at a typical 20-employee firm generating about $5 million in annual revenue.
A very standard Orange County small business.
Right. It claims the estimated cost of downtime for that specific size of company is exactly $3,362 per hour.
Yep.
Now, hold on. Over 3 grand an hour? That sounds like a scare tactic number to me. I mean, are they really writing a physical check for 3 grand every hour the server is down?
That is the most common pushback we hear. And it's where the hidden math comes into play. It isn't a check you write. It is money that simply evaporates.
Okay, explain that.
Let's break it down. First, just look at your payroll.
Yeah.
You have 20 highly paid professionals, maybe they're architects, maybe accountants, and they are sitting completely idle.
Just staring at screens.
Right. If their average burden cost is, let's say, $75 an hour, that is $1,500 in wages right there. You are paying people to do nothing.
Okay, so that's about half the cost right there.
But the real killer is the opportunity cost. It's the work they aren't doing. If those exact same employees bill out at $200 an hour, that is $4,000 of billable revenue that just vanished. Gone.
Wow.
And then you have to add the catch-up tax. Studies actually show that for every single hour of interruption, it takes a person about 30 minutes just to get back into their flow state.
Oh, that is so true. You don't just snap your fingers and instantly start working at peak efficiency again.
Exactly. Plus, think about your clients. Imagine a client tries to upload a sensitive blueprint or access a secure portal during that hour and it just fails.
Yeah.
You've just taken a massive hit to your reputation that might actually cost you the next big project.
So it's not just the lights going out, it's the literal burning of potential revenue.
Precisely. It is the silence that costs you the most. In fact, the report notes that 78% of small to mid-sized businesses say a single hour of downtime ultimately cost them more than $10,000 when you factor all of that stuff in.
$10,000 for 60 minutes of silence. When you break it down like that, the labor, the opportunity, the reputation, it really does start to make sense.
And if you zoom out even further, there's a 2025 study referenced that found the median annual cost of unplanned outages is $76 million across the larger businesses they surveyed.
Unbelievable.
But here is the stat that actually keeps me up at night. This is what I call the company killer.
I think I know which one you're looking at.
The report states that 60% of small businesses that experience a major cyber attack close their doors within 6 months. They just never recover.
That is so sobering. 60%. Why is that number so incredibly high? Is it just the cost of paying the ransom?
It's the cash flow freeze. You can't bill your clients. You can't ship your products. You can't operate for a week or two. Most small businesses simply do not have the liquidity to survive two entire weeks of zero revenue, combined with massive emergency IT recovery costs.
So it's not just a bad week.
No, it's the end of the business entirely.
And this connects directly back to that midnight concept we started with. Because if you are only paying for IT support from 8 in the morning to 5 in the evening, you are essentially leaving your entire business exposed for 12 or more hours every single day.
You are leaving the front door wide open half the time. Actually, more than half the time if you factor in weekends.
And the bad guys know it.
They absolutely know it. Mm-hmm. This is what I find so fascinating about modern cybercrime. It isn't random. It is highly studied behavior.
So they aren't just, you know, throwing darts at a map of businesses.
Not at all. They know that security staffing drops off a cliff after 6 p.m. They know that an automated alert generated at 2 a.m. is just going to sit there blinking on a screen until someone physically unlocks the office door at 8 a.m.
Wow.
They deliberately time their attacks to exploit that specific gap.
The source material actually lays out a really specific timeline of what this looks like. Reading it was almost like reading a script for a heist movie.
It really is. Let's walk through it together, because the timing of everything is the whole point. It starts at exactly 10.48 p.m.
Okay, 10.48 p.m. I'm probably sound asleep, or maybe just finishing up a show on Netflix.
Right. But at your office, a compromised password is used to access the company VPN. The source tracks this initial breach to an overseas IP address. Now, here is the crucial moment. If you had a 247 Security Operations Center, SOC, this gets flagged instantly.
Let's pause on that term for a second, SOC.
Yeah.
Because I think people hear that and maybe they don't know what it actually looks like in practice. Are we talking about a guy sitting in a dark basement?
Not at all. I want you to picture something much closer to a NASA control room. A wall of massive screens, data streams moving in real time, red and green status lights everywhere. A SOC is a dedicated, highly secure facility with specialized analysts whose entire job is to watch the seismographs of your network.
Okay.
They aren't doing help desk stuff. They aren't fixing paper jams. They are actively hunting for anomalies.
Got it. So at 10.48 p.m., the SOC would see this weird overseas login and just kill it right there.
Instantly.
But in our midnight nightmare scenario, nobody is watching.
Exactly. The door is wide open. So by 11.22 p.m., the intruder is actively scanning internal files. This is what we call the dwelling phase. They're looking for the crown jewels, patient records, finance data, confidential HR files. They're mapping the whole place out.
And still total silence in the office.
Complete silence. Then at 1:15 a.m., the damage becomes real. Malicious software is deployed. The encryption process starts. They are methodically locking up the servers file by file.
And this is all happening while the CEO is sound asleep in bed.
Fast forward to 7:45 a.m. The first employee walks in with their coffee. They sit down, they try to log in, they can't. They see the ransom note, and they panic.
And only then do they finally pick up the phone and call IT.
Right. And your IT guy finally starts diagnosing the issue at 8:30 a.m. That is a nearly 10-hour gap between the initial breach and the very first response. And in the world of data, 10 hours is an absolute eternity.
It's basically game over at that point. The encryption is already done.
It almost always is. And this is exactly why the report focuses so heavily on Orange County specifically. Because the economy here does not sleep, even if the physical office lights are off.
Let's unpack that local angle for a minute, because the report mentions specific hubs like Irvine and Newport Beach. Why does the geography actually matter here? Why is Orange County different from, say, a quiet, traditional manufacturing town somewhere in the Midwest?
It comes down to the specific industries that are clustered here. Think about all the huge medical billing companies located along Jamboree Road in Irvine. They run massive automated batch cycles overnight.
Right.
They're processing thousands of insurance claims, reconciling accounts. It's massive data crunching that happens entirely while we sleep. If their server goes down at 2 a.m., their entire revenue cycle just stops dead.
Yeah, you instantly lose an entire day of billing.
Or look at Newport Beach. You have huge wealth management firms down there. They aren't just working standard California hours. They are trading with East Coast markets, international exchanges. The New York Stock Exchange opens at 9:30 Eastern Time. That is 6:30 a.m. here in California.
That's a great point. If you are a high-level trader in Newport, you need your systems working perfectly at 6 a.m. Pacific just to prep for the opening bell. You cannot wait for a break-fix IT guy to roll out of bed at 8.
Exactly. And then you have the massive e-commerce giants clustered near the Irvine Spectrum Center. They are taking online orders around the clock from Europe, from Asia, plus the logistics hubs up in Santa Ana and Anaheim. Trucks and shipments are moving to and from the ports 24 hours a day.
So the real takeaway here is, if your revenue happens outside of the standard 8-to-5 window, your protection has to happen outside of 8-to-5.
Period. Anything less is literally just gambling with the future of the company.
So looking back at this timeline, we have definitely established that the financial bleeding is incredibly bad. You're losing thousands of dollars an hour while you sleep. But as I was reading through the report, it hit me that losing money might actually be the best case scenario here.
How do you figure that?
Well, because losing money is ultimately just a business problem. But if you are holding sensitive patient data or thousands of credit card numbers and you leave the digital door open all night, that is not a business problem anymore. That is a full-blown legal disaster.
You are entirely right. And that brings us directly to the compliance minefield. For businesses in Orange County, especially those in finance and healthcare, this is where the conversation shifts very quickly from a simple oops to gross negligence.
The report lists a few really big acronyms here, HIPA, PCI, DSS, SOC2. Let's break down what those actually demand regarding time, because I think a lot of people assume compliance just means installing a strong firewall and calling it a day.
It is so much more specific than that. Take HIPAA, for example. It legally requires safeguards for electronic protected health information, EPHI, at all times. That specific phrase is the key. At all times. If you have a breach, you can face federal penalties up to $1.5 million per category per year.
Ouch. That is steep.
Or look at PCI DSS, which applies if you handle credit cards. It strictly requires real-time alerting for unauthorized access. You can get hit with monthly fines of up to $100,000 just for non-compliance.
Wait, just for not having the alert system active, even if you haven't actually been hacked?
Yes. The fine is for the vulnerability itself. And here is a highly specific risk the expert sources point out, the auditor's view. Imagine an auditor comes in and looks at your system logs. They see that your monitoring software was essentially turned off, or that absolutely nobody was actively watching it, from 6 p.m. on Friday until 8 a.m. on Monday.
That's a massive gap that is essentially telling the auditor, hey, we just don't do security on weekends.
And that gap alone can trigger an immediate compliance failure, because it proves you did not have continuous operational effectiveness, which is exactly what a framework like SOC2 demands.
So it's not even about whether you actually got hacked over the weekend. It's about whether you even could have caught a hacker if they had tried.
Exactly. For legal firms, financial firms, this isn't just a regulatory fine. It is a complete loss of client trust. Think about it. If a prominent law firm loses sensitive client data because they literally weren't watching the shop on a Sunday morning, that is a career-ending event. And with IAPay, there is even the real potential for criminal prosecution in severe cases of gross negligence.
Okay, that is sufficiently terrifying. Let's pivot to the solution. We know the break fix guy is out. We know we absolutely need 24/7 coverage. The report talks a lot about managed IT paired with that security operations center we mentioned earlier. But let's get practical for you listening. What does that actually look like day to day?
Real 24/7 support is entirely about shifting from a reactive posture to a proactive one. It is having a dedicated team that is awake and watching when you aren't.
The report lists 7 key benefits of this model, but I really want to hit the big ones. Instant containment seems to be the direct antidote to that 10.48 p.m. nightmare scenario we walk through.
It absolutely is. If you have a SOC, that 10.48 p.m. overseas breach gets flagged immediately. A human analyst investigates it within minutes. They lock the compromised account. They isolate the infected machine for the rest of the network. The attack is completely stopped before the encryption malware can even be deployed.
So the employee comes in at 8 a.m. the next morning.
And everything just works. Maybe they have to reset a password because their account was locked for their own safety overnight, but the business itself is completely safe. That is the fundamental difference between a minor Monday morning annoyance and a total company catastrophe.
Another major benefit I really liked in the report was cost certainty. Because I have to imagine calling an emergency IT guy at 3 in the morning on a Saturday is not exactly cheap.
It is definitely not cheap. The standard emergency rates listed in the source material hover between $250 and $450 per hour. And the worst part is, you have absolutely no idea how many hours it will actually take to fix the problem. Managed IT replaces all of that panic spending with a single, predictable, fixed monthly investment.
So you know exactly what your bill is going to be every month, whether you have zero incidents or you dodge a major crisis.
Right.
And then there is the peace of mind factor, which sounds a little fluffy, but for a CFO or a medical practice manager, I imagine it's very real.
It is a huge factor. It completely eliminates that low-grade anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the feeling lying in bed at night, wondering if the server backup actually ran successfully or if the main server room is overheating. With managed IT, you can actually sleep. Because you know for a fact someone else is not sleeping.
But, and here's where it gets a little tricky. The report specifically warns us about this. Not all 24/7 claims are created equal. You have to watch out for what they call the fake 24/7.
This is a critical warning. A lot of IT providers will slap 24/7 support on their website marketing. But what they actually do in reality is route all their after-hours calls to a massive offshore call center, or sometimes just a generic answering service.
So you call for help in a panic. And you get someone on the line who has never even heard of your company, doesn't know anything about your network setup, and is just literally reading from a script.
Exactly. You are talking to strangers. They can take a message for you, but they cannot actually remote in and fix your failing server. So the source provides a very specific vetting checklist. You have to have these hard questions before you find a contract.
Let's run through them. Question 1 on the checklist. Is the after-hours team local and in-house?
Right. You absolutely want to avoid strangers. You want the specific people fixing your network at 2 a.m. to be the exact same people who built your network.
Question 2. Do you have a dedicated engineering team? The report mentions this pod concept. Is that just slick marketing speak for saying we have a team?
No, it is actually a fundamental shift in how IT support functions. Think about the standard tech support experience, the queue model. You call in, you wait on hold, and eventually you get a totally random technician. You spend the first 20 minutes of the call just explaining who you are, what specific software your company runs, and why your issue matters.
Right. You're essentially forced to educate them on your business while your digital building is actively burning down.
Exactly. The pod model, which is what Technigian uses, mimics having your own old school in-house IT department.
Mm.
You are assigned a specific group of humans who inherently know that your main server always acts up on Tuesdays, or that your CFO absolutely hates doing password resets. They have institutional memory.
That makes a huge difference. You don't have to explain the entire history of the world every single time you call for help.
And then the big one, SLA, service level agreement.
Right. Never just accept the promise that says we respond quickly. You need a hard number.
The source strongly suggests looking for written guarantees. For example, 15 minutes for critical issues. If it's not correctly written in the contract, it essentially does not exist.
Now, the source material focuses pretty heavily on one specific provider that structures this correctly for the Orange County market, Technigian. Let's look at them as a practical case study. How do they handle this differently?
Technigian is really interesting because they have fully leaned into that pod model we just mentioned. They trademarked it as the Technigian pod.
So every single client gets that dedicated, familiar team.
Yes. And importantly for this market, they are local. They are headquartered right in Irvine. They serve Newport, Santa Ana, Anaheim, all the major areas we discussed earlier. They really emphasize being your actual neighbors, not just some distant faceless call center.
What about their stats? Because we just talked about needing a written SLA.
Technegian guarantees a 15-minute response time for critical issues, which is extremely aggressive in this industry.
That is incredibly fast. That's barely enough time to go make a cup of coffee.
And it is absolutely necessary when you are dealing with fast-moving ransomware. Pure speed is your only real defense. But they also go way beyond just standard tech support. The source mentions they take a deeply holistic approach. They handle AI-augmented operations, custom software development. They even do digital marketing.
That's a really wide range of services. Why would a core IT support company do digital marketing?
It makes perfect sense if you think about modern digital transformation. If you are a rapidly growing mid-market company today, your website, your mobile app, your internal server, and your cybersecurity are all deeply interconnected. You do not want five different vendors in a room pointing fingers at each other when something breaks. You want one single partner who fully understands your entire technology ecosystem top to bottom.
There was one final distinction in the FAQ section of the report that I thought was incredibly helpful: the difference between monitoring and support. Because people often confuse the two terms.
Yes, it happens all the time. The best way to think of it is this: monitoring is your alarm system. It detects the smoke in the building. Support is the actual firefighter who physically shows up with a hose to put out the fire.
And you absolutely need both.
You cannot survive without both. Technegian provides both the continuous monitoring, that 247 SOC we talked about, and the dedicated engineering support to immediately act on those alerts. One without the other is completely useless. A fire alarm that rings in an empty forest doesn't do anything to save the trees.
So, bringing this all back to the big picture for you listening today, we started this deep dive with that midnight nightmare: the empty office, the silently blinking server, the hacker overseas.
And we realized pretty quickly that the gap between the hacker schedule and the traditional business day is exactly where the danger lives.
It really seems like for businesses here in Orange County, relying on just blind luck during those off hours is simply not a viable business strategy anymore.
It's not. The financial costs are way too high, the legal regulations are way too strict, and the attackers are frankly way too smart.
The report ends with a very clear call to action. It strongly suggests getting an IT infrastructure assessment.
Which is always a smart first step, because you cannot fix what you don't even know is broken. An assessment actively finds those hidden vulnerabilities, those digital open doors, long before an attacker does. Technegian offers this specifically to identify security gaps and uncover hidden compliance risks.
It's basically a preventative health checkup for your business. You get it done before you end up in the emergency room.
Exactly right.
Before we sign off today, what is the one provocative thought you want to leave with the person listening right now? Something to mull over.
I will leave you with this thought. We live in a heavily connected world where your data never sleeps. Your customers in the global market never sleep. And most importantly, your attackers never sleep. So can your business really afford to close its eyes for 12 hours every single night?
That is a critical question every business owner needs to answer. Thanks for listening to this deep dive. Stay safe out there.